Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. And thereabout areas. We thank God for you, you, and you on this very cold day. We thank God for you. Yes, we do. So we want you to bear with us today. Even though you're cold, you may be cold. Well, now you may be in a hot climate too. But we just thank God for it all. Yes, we do. Praise God. We just thank God for it all, you know. Praise God. How much God is doing in your life. We want to know about it today. Call us to it. 347-857-3925. And let us know how you're doing. We are very much concerned about how you're doing. And tell us, how's your weather doing? How has it become extremely cold? And how cold is it today with us today? 30 degrees. 30 degrees, people in Florida. Can you believe that? We are not used to that. So if our voices sound a little strange, that means we're trying to get warm. Okay, praise God. Here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord. Father, even though it's cold, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord, Father. Father, as we come before you, we ask for forgiveness in those that we are praying for any sin, Lord, Father, that we have committed against you in thought, deed, action, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask for your forgiveness, Lord. And you are just to forgive us, and we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord, Father. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list today, Lord, Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord, Father, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done in their lives right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold to you today, Dante, right now, Lord, Father. Father, as he go to court today, Father, we ask you, Father God, to be his lawyer right now, Lord, Father. You be the judge, Lord, Father. You be whatever it is that he needs you to be in that courtroom today, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father God, for favor on him, Lord, Father. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we continue to pray for Julian right now, Lord, Father, as he continue to do chemo, Lord. We ask you to continue to touch his body, Lord, Father, giving him no side effects, Lord, Father God, from that cancer, that chemo right now in the name of Jesus. And we come against that cancer right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, pulling it up from the root cause right now, Lord, Father, washing his body right now, Lord, Father. Not only his, Lord, Father God, but touch Jennifer, Lord. Touch Barbara Hardin right now. Continue to touch Deidre right now. Eldred right now. In the name of Jesus, touch their bodies right now as we continue to speak healing to their bodies. Father, we just say thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for what you have done for Crystal, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father God, to strengthen her and touch her body In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray today, Lord, Father God, for Michael Jr., Lord, Father God. Touch his mind, Lord, Father God. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for guidance for him, Lord, Father God. We're thanking you for peace, Lord, Father God, round about him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you for bringing LaCara and Denise out of the hospital, Lord, Father. Continue to touch them, Lord, Father. Father, you know what they need from you, Lord, Father. And, Father, we speak nothing less, Lord, Father God, but healing, Lord, Father. Father, I cover this broadcast under the blood right now in the name of Jesus, canceling all assignment, Lord, Father God, that was sent towards it or anyone, Lord, Father God, listening or speaking on it right now, Lord. Father, rendering it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch Pastor Dungy right now, Lord, Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. Thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for her body lining up with the word of God, Lord, Father. Father, I ask you, Lord, Father, to touch, Lord, Father God, my apostle and pastor as the word come forth, Lord, Father God. Decrease them, Lord, Father God, as you increase in them, Lord. Touch our listeners, Lord, Father, those that are listening now and will listen at a later time, Lord, Father God. Touch their hearts and their minds, Lord, Father God, that they get the ears to hear and the heart to receive, Lord, Father God. Father, if they need prayer, Lord, Father, has a praise report, Lord, Father. Father wants to be led to you, Father. Let them press that one button, Lord, Father. And, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for no hesitation on their part, Lord, Father. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen to each and every one out there. Yes, praise the Lord. We thank God for you today, you, you, and you. And we trust that you will. If you're not, call us, 347-857-3925. And as you call, we want you to press the 1, and somebody will connect with you. All right. Now, let us hear your testimony, what God has done for you so far. Has he been manifesting what he said he was going to do for you this year, 2019, so far? Now, you know, you could have come in like a whirlwind with all your blessings just flowing, you know. And we're believing that today, that God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. And don't forget to call now. Don't forget to call. I know. It may be cold where you are. Oh, boy, I know. It seems like it's cold everywhere now, don't it? North, south, east, and west. It's the cold weather just flew in. But you know what? Let us warm your heart with the word of God. How about that? Isn't that wonderful? Yes, we know that we're going to get our own Pastor Sharon is going to really be doing today, but I'm just going to read the scripture. You know, I'm going to read a scripture and all in my little saying, give you a nice little saying today. Try to hope it's nice to you, okay? Here we go. A trusted friend is a sea of sincerity, a content of concern, a universe of understanding, and a galaxy of generosity. That's a trusted friend is a sea of sincerity, a continent of concern, a universe of understanding, and a galaxy of generosity. Do you have a trusted friend like that? Well, they are few and far in between, aren't they? My. But we trust God this year we'll get a trusted friend, right? Amen. Now, we do thank God for Pastor Sharon being here and Sister Sister Diane and Prophet Nathan and all. We thank God for him now. He's getting his pen ready to write now. You know. Yes, he starts the writing. Praise the Lord. God is good. We want to thank God for you that are listening, every one of you, to our special friends in the Caribbean, to our special friends all over, you know, in the cold countries, too. And we want to thank God for Sister Elizabeth and trust that some warmth is coming to her life right about now there in Connecticut. And we also send our greetings to Pastor Dungy at this time also, and everything. And, you know, if she don't get to say anything today, you'll know why, to help her. Ask God to touch her, okay? Because she will be listening, but she may not be able to call in and talk. But, you know, God is good. God is good to us, isn't he? Amen. We understand these things, and we know the devil gonna get in when your ministry starts to go in. He find all kind of ways to distract you, to cause you not to do what God called you to do, and everything. He always trying to find a way, isn't he? Huh? But you're not gonna let him do what? You're not going to allow him to take over, are you? Are you going to allow him to take over? No. Come on. No. Just tell the devil, no, you're not going to take over my life. No, you're not. Because I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue on with what God called me to do. Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. So y'all bear with me, you know, today. In spite of this cold weather, let's say, what we going to talk about today just a little bit, and Pastor Sharon can go whichever way God leads her. I'm just going to talk about, with this cold weather, somebody tell you out here in the snow, go to church. What you going to tell them? Huh? Nah, be nice, be nice, be nice, be nice. Because we're going to talk about today keeping your commitment. We take our commitment very lightly, don't we? Think about it now. And we want God to keep everything that he's committed to do for us. We want him to keep that, don't we? But we don't want to keep what God wants us to be committed to. His word and his ways, his status. Okay, let's start. We're just going to get this. Well, to tell you the truth, this complete chapter is a good one. Proverbs the 16th chapter is a very good chapter. So you might have heard me, some of you might have heard some of this before. I remember, I see my little notation on the page that I have talked about some parts of this, but we can talk about it again. In this manner of keeping your commitment, okay? All right? But let's start with the first verse. I was going to go into other verses. But anyway, the preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord, okay? That's where it's from. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigh the spirits. Oh, Lord, have mercy. If I don't go any further, I could just stop at that second verse. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighed the spirits. Now, we were saying it may be cold. If you have church, the pastor included, say, it's too cold, we ain't going to church. And everybody going to say, okay. Or somebody going to suggest, pastor, it's kind of really cold out there today. Should we go? Huh? You see? And the pastor say, well, no, I ain't going to go out there and be there by myself. Keeping commitment. Huh? We say we were going to have church. That's on our documents, on our charter and everything is. Those are the days we are to go to church. Is that right? Come on, think about that. But it's either too hot or it's too cold.
Come on now.
Maybe the air condition broke. Huh? But are you committed? Where is our commitment today? Huh? Now, we ain't even got to the part if you don't go to church, and I'm gonna throw this in for free if y'all think I'm talking about you. But I be on the Bible Talk on the line, and I give you directions to send your tithes and offering in. Where's the commitment? Just because you're on the phone. Now, there has been, technology is great. Technology is great. It has a way for you to send that offering in. Huh? You see? Where's your commitment? Got you that time, didn't I? I know. Now, somebody going to say, now, I know you got some kind of offering. Now, let me tell you. You got some kind of offering in your pocket, in your little jar, in your car, somewhere to have something. You always keep something. You keep something for that candy. You keep something for them sodas. You keep something to pay your tolls. You keep some money just to have in your pocket something anyway, don't you? Now, we talk about commitment. Are we still talking about that commitment, huh? Now, where is that commitment? My. Well, I got to buy this, and I got to get this, and I got to get that. I got to buy me some more curtains for my house. Well, what's wrong with the ones you got? You don't like the color? Huh? Well, what's going to come first here? The commitment to Christ, or is it you're going to be committed to yourself? You say first one is me. I know that's what you're saying now. But let me tell you this. When he said, all your ways that you do, they clean in your own eyes. You don't look for nothing but what makes you happy. Huh? It ain't about the church, keeping the church, and then you the first one to say, what you say? Well, they should have done something to keep the church. What happened? Well, the pastor shouldn't have had no money. Shouldn't have took no money. Shouldn't have took an offering. Shouldn't have took the pay. Well, don't the pastor have to live just like you too? You see? You committed to all the ways of the Lord. Isn't that right? See? If you committed to it, you do it. Now, you say, why is she talking about money? I don't know. Maybe somebody got some money jingling around in their pocket right now, in their pocketbook. They need to put them and look for Sister Diane to give them how to go into that page and donate. Now, maybe you holding God's money. Okay, see, you holding God's money, okay, because you know there's something you want to get. Amen. But listen what he say. Now, this is the verse I was going to start with. He say, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. If you don't commit everything that you do unto God, how's your thoughts going to be established? How are you going to always think about keeping your commitments? How are you going to keep your commitments, huh? Do you see what I'm saying? You don't want to keep no commitments because your thoughts haven't been established in God. Do you get it? Mm-hmm. You'll get it after a while, you see. Now, the Bible say the Lord had made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Now you see what he said? He made everything for himself. He made the evil for to impose him, to oppose him. You see? That's what he made the evil for. Now, we want to dismiss that as the devil made itself. Devil ain't got no power to make nothing but what? Wreak havoc over your life. He is the one of destructions, and he want to destroy you. That's all he got. He didn't even make that. God put those things in the devil so that he can do what? He can try his best to take what you have committed unto God away. That's all he's trying to do. Do you see what he's doing? And he's doing a pretty good job of a lot of people, because a lot of people lost their minds. Huh? Doing crazy, weird things. That's the evil side that's coming out of them, where they have not committed their ways to God. All their thoughts, because their thoughts is taking over, you know. Have you ever been thinking of one thing and something else will pop up in your thoughts? And it'll begin to take over, don't it? You see what I'm saying? It'll take over. And when you know anything, you're doing something totally different, okay? So what were we saying? The ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. So therefore, you are subject to your thoughts, to operate according to what your thoughts are telling you to do. Come on, think about it. But if you commit yourself to God, and when you got confidence in the fact that he will bring you through every storm, every bitterness that come against you, people that are hostile against you and got all this animosity and hatred and everything else against you, when you come against that, it won't bother you because your thoughts is established in Christ. Uh-huh. And you only want to do what? Commit the works of God into your heart. That's all you want in your heart. You want to be fully committed. Say that song somebody wrote, Fully Committed. Huh? Fully Committed. I like that song. I don't know. Do you like that song? I like that song, Fully Committed. See? And we want to give all to Christ, don't we? Because what has happened to us? The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. We want all our answers to be from the Lord, don't we? Because our heart has been prepared to be fully committed to God Almighty. Isn't that right? Fully committed now. We don't want it halfway committed. We want it fully committed. Oh, my God, I tell you, God is good to us, okay? And this scripture here, Proverbs, always give you the precepts of living to me. The entire book is about man, women, children, stuff, things, and everything else, your emotions, and all of these things is in this book. You know why? Because God wants you committed to him and his ways. Do you see? So therefore, he has written you a blueprint to follow. But there's not many people that is following the blueprint. You see? Let's see what the next verse say. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Oh, my goodness. I don't remember the scripture before, but everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though, let me see, can I see this one now? Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Oh, did you hear that? What? Proud. What did I tell you about that proud? That pride. Huh? There's no room for pride in Christ. Huh? Because God going to have you do some things that you ain't going to want to do. Because of your pride. Well, what will people say? What are they going to think? He didn't tell you nothing about what people think. He for you and thy thoughts shall be established. You want your thoughts to be established in Christ. You don't worry about what other people think about what you're doing and what you're doing for Christ, what you're doing when Jesus tell you to move or go or whatever he tell you to do. You want to do it, don't you? Huh? Hello, don't you? Come on. I know I do. Praise God. I do. Praise the Lord. And I don't want to be punished. He said, he shall not be unpunished. Huh? Something going to come out that when you are doing what? You are proud of heart. I know you say this is the Old Testament. Proverbs is a New Testament book for right now of how you living and the things that we do. He said, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Now, we want you to have the fear of the Lord, not the fear of the devil, because the devil don't do nothing but conjure up fear. That's what he do in God's people. But this day, we want you now to depart from the evil that has been set before you. And we want you now to look on the truth of God's word today, that you could be purged from all those ills that the enemy come in against you with, like, you know, I'm so tired, God, and I don't feel like going to church today. I don't feel like getting on that phone today, Lord. I don't want to do it because I'm sleepy. You know, we got all kind of excuses, don't we? So when the blessings get ready to come, suppose God have an excuse for you. Huh? Well, I can't bless you today because I got to go see about somebody else that is really serving me and don't have a proud heart.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
Now, suppose he says something like that.
Have mercy.
You going to say, what kind of God is this? I'm serving the wrong God. You will say something like that, you see. Okay, so that means what? You were never committed to the Lord. Because you allowed your proudness to do what? Interfere with your commitment. You wondering about what people say. Who cares what people say? People going to say something anywhere you look. You do good, they going to still have something to say. You do bad, they going to have something to say. So them just talking people. Huh? Their tongue is constantly speaking evil. Did you hear? Their tongue is constantly speaking evil because of what? They're not committed. Huh? Isn't that simple? They just not committed. Okay? Okay, we'll just look on a little further here and see what else we can say. Let me see what the... Okay, let me read this 27th verse. I'm of that same scripture, 16th. Same scripture, 27th verse. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. They always got something to say. Hello? And it's what? Negative. You ever seen people, everything they say is negative? They ain't got nothing positive. Huh? Let's say they ain't got nothing good to say about you. You can do all the good in the world you can do, and they still got started criticizing you, don't they? Think about it. He say what? An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. They got a fire burning in their mouth, a lying tongue. That lying tongue of fire, huh? And it just be spewing out them sparks, spewing out them on this one. Everybody they come in contact with, they're speaking evil of. They ain't no good there. They ain't no good there with them. And you know, they always doing this and that and the other. You don't know what them people doing when they don't see you. You're not around. Huh? We should not talk about it. We say, well, you know, I think. Now, those are not the thoughts that God wants you to have. Establish. He don't want you to be critical like that of these people. Now, if a person is blatantly sinning now, you're not just criticizing and you're just letting them know that it's wrong. They think you're criticizing them, but we would call it this, constructive criticism, right? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you call that constructive criticism? Yes, you would. Okay, amen. So you can do that. But if your thoughts are established in God, you be careful about that too, wouldn't you? Especially the person is weak. Okay? If the person is weak, you be a little careful, don't you? All right? Wouldn't you? Okay, now, I'm just asking a question here, you know. But I want you to keep your commitment to God. Lord, I'm going to serve you. You know, and the people like go to jail. And they be in there and they say, Lord, if you get me out of here, I'm going to go to church and I'm going to pay my tithes. And, oh, Lord, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. As soon as God delivered them out of there, they be sincere too. Soon as God delivered them out, what happened? They go right back to what they were doing before they got in. Okay? Now, I don't know how many times God's going to deliver them out of there now. Now, you keep going on in there and keep getting in there again, and every time God gets you out, you go back again. Now, I think you're going to get down the line there where that long suffering, it just stopped. Okay? Now, he did say he's long suffering. God said he's long suffering. Okay? But you ought to know, huh? There is a stop somewhere in his plan, all right? When you going to get to the point where you have learned? Some people take longer to learn than others, don't they? They're harder to learn, right? Their understanding is kind of darkened, isn't it? You see, when your understanding is darkened, what you going to be committed to? You can't be committed to nothing. You ain't committed to your wife, husband, children, and nothing else. Huh? You ever seen the woman that always looking for to dress them up, and their children look like little bums? I seen women take care of their man, and that ain't even the children daddy, take care of their man, and their children all raggedy and dirty and need haircuts and hairdos or whatever else they need. And listen, y'all have to forgive me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Because when I ran into one of them, and she was talking all that noise, I said, listen, honey, you crazy. You going to take your money and give it to this man that ain't even these children daddy and give it to him And your children right here need they haircuts and hairdos and what have you, and you got them looking bad. I said, something wrong with this picture. You crazy. I said, now he going to take your money and give it to his other woman. See? Yeah, I told him that. I did, y'all. I'm sorry, but I just can't see them children being treated like that for some man just to have a man. But you supposed to be a Christian. You told me you were a Christian. You see? Now, I want to know, when are you going to start practicing being a Christian and getting committed to the Word? Huh? Getting committed to the Word. Now, I know you don't want to hear that kind of talk, but let's just listen. It's time to talk about it. We might as well talk about it because it's happened. How many women want a man so bad they give him all their welfare check? Now, that's real dumb. Then you got the other bunch over there that don't even go to church, standing on the corner because they're supposed to be in love with the man and give him all the money they make out there selling. That's dumb. That's real dumb. You might as well go out and get you a Burger King job and make your money. It's your money, and you can spend it on your children if you got any. Instead of giving it up to him when he ought to go out there and get him a job somewhere digging ditches, pouring concrete, doing something. You see? And taking care of you. Isn't that right? To your relationship. Hmm? And you know, don't you just hate to see a man that's not committed to his family and his wife and family? Don't you just hate that? That kind of caused my blood to boil, y'all. Y'all have to pray for me. I told you I need prayer. Yeah, I need prayer. Some things just, I feel very bad about it. I don't like to see that in nobody. I don't care who, me, you, my sister, my brother, I mean, not the brother, none of them. I don't like to see stuff like that. And I do get opinionated when it comes down to that. I talk to them, and I talk to both of them. If they let me, they give me that chance, I talk to all both of them. If you tell him it's all right, he going to keep doing it. Looking around and your hair look like it been in to a washing machine. And you need your hair done. And he won't let you get your hair done. He won't give you no money. But he over there to the pool hall shooting pool. See? You let him do it. You're lying to do it. What, you scared of him? If you scared of him, why you married him or why you living with him in the first place? You being committed to the wrong thing. You need to be committed to Jesus who's going to take care of you. You need to be committed to somebody that's going to be there for you. You need to be committed to them. That's it. But you can't tell people nothing. I work with a group of women. I was working trying to get them out of all these different situations. See, I put my money where my mouth is, okay? And these women still do some crazy stuff, you know? You so committed to this crazy man that you wanted to be free from, and when somebody gets you free, you on the phone calling them crazy people back up. Telling them where you are, getting everybody in trouble and killed. You see? But you committed to the evil. Why are you so committed to the evil and you're not committed to the good? That's what I'd like to know. When somebody get the answer to that, would you please call me, write me, or do somehow to tell me about that? Because I'd really like to know why. And when you take vows, your vow to God, your vow to each other, that relationship, you need to be committed to it. And you should think of your vows. Think of what you said. When you committed to your relationship with your husband or wife or children or whoever, praise God, my God, that means you made a commitment and a covenant with God. Because he's the head of it all. Huh? So if you committed to God, you're going to be committed to your relationship. Huh? Now, grant you have some evil workers, even in all kinds of situations, all things, you have some evilness lurking, because that's the devil's job, is to do what? Tear up everything that God has good. I think I better leave that one alone. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You think about President Obama and all he did, and now you got this other one come in want to undo everything that he did just because he black. That sounds like us, don't it? Huh? We ain't committed to nothing. Huh? You're not committed to your own faith. Well, I go to the First Baptist Church. Are you committed to that? Are you committed to the Presbyterian? Are you committed to the Catholic? Are you committed to the Church of God, the Church of God in Christ, or whatever the name of your church, Triumph Church? Are you committed to them? Do you obey the rules and regulations of your church, your faith? And are you a servant in your church? Come on now. Being committed, you're a servant also. Did you get the picture? You serve. All right? And then tell me one thing. I'm still trying to figure it out. I know you're supposed to labor its worth of its hire. The old church, well, the church ain't old per se. We shouldn't use that word, but I have to use another word for that. But when we were in church before, years ago, we had musicians. Now, grant you, the church has a musician, so therefore the musician gets they have a big anniversary for that, an appreciation. They have two things for that musician, anniversary, and they have appreciation for them during the year so that they can have finances. Today, if you don't pay them $400 or whacking up, sorry, I ain't coming to play for you. Huh? Where's your commitment now? You committed to the almighty dollar, right? See? Come, and I was getting a musician myself, and the person, they don't play that good, but, you know, I say, how much you going to charge me, you know, and all. Well, wait, let me find out. So they went and asked somebody and asked around. They come up and told me, I want $250. I said, for to do what? You going to play for 1 hour for $250, and you can't even play good, and you want $250. I said, you get more than me. I don't get that much. I said, you could just forget it. Listen, that person stopped speaking to me. You know that, don't you? They stopped speaking to me. But they didn't play that good, okay? I know what I can hear. I know what I hear. They did play, but you won't come up here with $250 for 1 hour. Now, that don't even make sense, okay? Now, I don't mind giving whatever I have to give for to get the musician. But don't try to play me or take from me. Because I'm not going to allow you to do that. I'm not desperate. We can put a tape in, play, and keep on going. That's the problem, is everybody do what? They go right along with the devil and all that he do to so they can show pride. Look what my church is doing. Look what my church got. Huh? And you, what you got? You ain't got nothing because it's only doing what? Prideful. You're prideful. You want people to say good things about you and how you are of God and your church is anointed. And you can play a whole bunch of music. It don't be anointed. You just be having a good dance. Just like you went to the club, and when the club go to going, everybody get to jumping up and down and hollering and hooping, don't. That's the way you do in church. And you call it the anointing. Because what? The musician ain't committed to God. They ain't committed to them dollars you giving them, to having them, because you want people to think you anointed. I don't know who I'm talking to, you know, praise God. But, hey, if the shoe fits, you're going to wear it today, praise God. Amen. Because we want your thoughts established in God today. That's where we want them. Because if you're committed to him, you'll have confidence in him. Trust him to lead you and guide you. Listen. Now, think about the... church in the days of Paul and all of them. Think about them now. Peter and every one of the disciples. Did they have a musician? Huh? They preached the word. And they had packs of people. People were just packing out the places that they were in, preaching the word of God. And they didn't have a musician. So we got into now, the modern day, we've got to have music because people don't want to come to the church because you ain't got no music. I said, yes, we are. We put the tape in, right? You still got music. Hello? But you're committed to the music and not to God. So see how the devil have fooled God's people? Got them all in uproar, think they under the anointing and all they is under the musician. And he'll make that box or whatever he playing, keyboard, organ, whatever he playing, he'll make it sing for that piano just about get up and do it by itself. And you go along with it. And as soon as it stops, you don't want to hear the word. So what you committed to? Huh? You committed to coming with the music. You don't mind putting an offering in because you got some music. You don't want to hear a word of correction when it's time for to correct you because of your pride. I know you wish I'd shut up right now, don't you? I know you do. And I'm going to stop now. But let me tell you, the word of God is what's going to keep you. The word of God is going to keep you from so many things if you hide that word within your heart. Your heart should be prepared already for the word right now to keep the word, keep what you hear, that you would do what? Be more committed to God. Stop with the excuses. Well, I can't cause of this. Well, I can't come help because, you know, I don't have any money. You did. You had money to go out there and buy that weed, didn't you? I was looking at somebody, and I thought that was the dumbest thing. She ought to be ashamed of herself. And every one of them I seen something. I glanced and I went a few minutes on whatever that is. Facebook. I went a few minutes on there, and here this woman with these 14-inch fingernails. She paid $20,000 for. I say, is she nuts? Is she completely out of her mind? Jeez, now that's crazy. And I hated that they were in the beauty shop cats hanging up their hands, all of them with the long nails, got the hands, and just a grinning, just a grinning and talking, whatever they talk. I didn't even want to hear it. And all of them do it, and every one of them was black, had them 14-inch hand fingernails. And it's about 10 or 12 of them. I said, that's a lot of $20,000. So that there of nail person, she making her money, and guess what? She ain't black. Okay. I said, nah, she really got some nuts there. And then when she ain't got no money, she going to try to find the church and tell me she want her lights on. Hmm? You see what I'm saying? Be more committed to them nails. See what them nails will do. You see? All of that is unnecessary. $20,000? Look how many people hungry outdoors. And what you can do with $20,000. I said, nah, they got to be lying to me. I said, that don't make sense, Lord. It ain't nobody that stupid in this world. Now, that's a little too crazy. You know? What benefit is that? So you can get a little, what, press, somebody take a picture of you and talk about you. What good is that going to talk when you die? Where you going with them nails? Huh? When you die?
Mercy, Lord.
Hmm? You ain't say nothing about Jesus. All you talking about is them nails and what I put on my nails, and I put these stones on, and I got gold on them, and I got this on them and that on them. I say, Jesus, help me, Lord. Now, that's a little too far. You see, you committed to them nails. Try to show you, I know how to cook with them, and I can serve coffee with these here. The way you do it with your, suppose that break. Suppose your finger break. Then what you got? You just never know with stuff like that, you know. See what God say? Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. I didn't say it. That's what the word say. Though hand in hand, join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Now, I don't know what he mean by that, who he going to punish, how he going to punish him, but listen, that is just not nice at all. Everybody has their own, they make choices, right? You don't go down to the food stamp place with them nails on. Talking about you want food stamps. All right. How you going to do that? And now they know. Now they know since you done broadcast it that it cost you $20,000. You get desperate. Which... they ain't going to give you nothing. They going to put you to work. If you ain't working nowhere, they going to so put you to work. I know you say that's what she wanted to do, you know. And people are doing crazy things, you know. I'm going to ask you a question. You know, would you take your little girl, a boy or whatever you got, and they about, how old is he? He about three. Okay, they about 5 years old, 6 years old, maybe seven, maybe more, maybe seven. And they say, Mama, I want to be a boy. And you're going to take them to the place. They don't know what they want to be. They don't even know what they are, less than know what they want to be. And you're going to take them and have a change, a gender change. Something wrong with you. Hmm? What you committed to? You're not, you committed to doing whatever your child wants. Children change their minds like a whirlwind. They could have a bunch of toys. They may have one that they like a whole lot. And you think, this is what they like, so I'm going to get them another one. And then they're going on to something else. Now, how you going to do that? See, we doing crazy things because We are not committed to the Word of God. See, we need to be more committed to God because He's the only one who will get us out of this trouble we're in now. See, the world is in a big trouble, and God is the only one to help. Now, you can go look for any other God you want, but ain't no other God going to help you but this God. Uh-huh. The one that is looking for you to do what? Commit to Him. Not your own self. Not to what makes you happy. See, we so busy trying to make us happy till God can't make us happy. Hmm? He can't bring us all the peace and love and joy that He promised us. He can't give us it because we too busy trying to make our own stuff happy. And then what we do to make it happy don't be happy. You got the joints, you know, the reefers and the, what's the other stuff they smoke? I don't know. That other thing, start with a C. All this stuff they smoke and they put in their system and smell it up their nose and punch it in their arms and stuff. All them things. The rocks and everything they take, all these things. And then what happens? The enemy makes them committed to that stuff. They got to have it now.
My God. Come on now.
Huh? Why can't we have to have Jesus? And when you call me a fanatic, yep, I got to have Jesus. I'm a fanatic. I admit it. Now what you gonna do? I love Him, and I don't mind reading, looking in this word and seeing what I need to straighten up another part of my life that I didn't know was out of balance. See, you didn't know that, did you? You get out of balance sometimes. You allow people in your life that do what? You admire people, and some people do what? Huh? Get you off balance. Mm-hmm. See? Don't you write off balance just like that. Then you got to go through the thing all over again to get back on balance. Y'all ain't never had them kind of people in your life, have you? I know you don't want to answer me today. Praise God. But listen, let me tell you, get rid of your pride. Huh? Pride is not it. Stop trying to please people. Please God. That's all I say. And when you please God, that means what? You'll keep your commitment.
Yes, Lord.
You will definitely keep your commitment. Okay? All right? I just wanted to tell you that little bit about it. You know, I can go on, you know, because. Listen, I read the book. I do read the book, praise God. And I like what I read, and sometimes it hit me too. It ain't just for you. Sometimes it's for me. I'm not ashamed. See what? Show my scars. I'm not ashamed. You know why? Jesus showed His, didn't He, when they was asking Him all them questions, and they couldn't believe it, and He showed His scars, didn't He? Huh? So what's wrong with you? You got so much pride. No, I don't hurt. No, I don't bleed. Huh?
Aye, aye.
You got people thinking, I don't have no problem. Then when your problems come and overtake you, then you want to kill yourself. Huh? But you want to pretend to people that you don't have no problem. We all got problems. Hmm? If you get involved with another person, you got problems. Because both of you are different people, have different ideas. Sometimes you're running to each other with them because one don't understand and the other don't understand, and after a while there comes a little problem here. Huh? We don't have to separate just because. We can agree to disagree. This is what we can do. Why can we do this? Because when you committed to the Lord, you agreed to disagree. You're not going to allow this to separate nobody from the other one because of what? God told us to do to get together, get come together, be together, do things together. But no, 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 I want it my way. Pride, and I ain't having it no other way but my way, honey. And then you ask for trouble, sure enough, then. Because everybody ain't going to let you have your way. Huh? So what your pride got you then? See what I'm talking about? Pride can sure get you in trouble. Huh? You'll always be trying to have other people validate you. I don't need no validation from man, huh? And you know by now, everybody know, those that know me, hello Jesus, those that know me know, praise God, that I'm not really a yes man. If it's wrong, it's wrong. I don't care if it's me, my mother, father, and anybody else. It's wrong, it's just wrong. Whether you want to believe me or not, whether you want to accept it or not, if it's me, I'm wrong, I'm wrong. What am I lying for? I'm only doing what? Showing that I'm not committed to nothing because I can lie quick. You know, when you start the line at which you committed, how you committed to God? He said a liar ain't going to tarry in his sight, and you lying. What was you committed to? It sure wasn't his word. And it definitely wasn't his works either, because it was too easy for you. It was what? It was a thought that wasn't established in you. See, he said, and thy thoughts shall be established. If you commit thy works unto the Lord, your thoughts shall be established. So therefore, if you ain't got no works, ain't nothing established, is it? You can't think nothing else but the way you think. Huh? Come on now. And get the, he say, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Everyone. And you ain't going to go unpunished. Now, what he do is his business. Now, don't come ask me what he's going to do about it. I don't know. All I know is what he say. He got something for everybody. Good or bad. God got it. But all he's asking for your obedience. And in your obedience, that means you're going to be established in his word. And when you get established, you are committed, aren't you? And when you are committed, that means you have confidence in him.
Thank you,
Jesus. You don't put your confidence, that's the way we have our confidence in people. You believe something everybody say. But when God said, you say, the Lord told me to say, to tell you so and so and so. Yeah, yeah. But then lying Charlie over there tell you something. You believe what lying? You know, Charlie over there, lying Charlie over there told me so and so. I believe what he say. See?
Oh,
so we going to see if lying Charlie going to get you in the kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Okay? Now, when the person told you, the Lord said, the Lord told you, you did not want to believe them. You weren't committing yourself to doing what they were telling you. You were committed to do what Lion Charlie said. Ain't that strange for people? Huh? Well, I'm gonna quit right here and say, keep your commitment. That's all I want you to do. Keep the commitment. What did you commit yourself to for 2019? Now, you notice everything we've been talking about these last 2 days is what you've done in 2019, for 2019. So, are you going to be committed to what you say you are going to do and work in making the changes in your life, in the things that you say, in the things that you do? Can you commit to that?
Yes,
It takes commitment for everything. You're committed to be a person's friend. See? Didn't we read your little saying about your friend then? A real friend, a true friend, a trusted friend? Can you be committed enough to be a good friend? You know what a good friend is, huh? You ain't two-faced it. You don't talk about them behind their back. Talk about them in front. As they told us, we talk about folks in their face, don't we?
We front bite.
We don't backbite, we front bite. Okay. But you've got to be committed to God. And you know what I noticed? When you're committed fully to God, He's always working in your behalf. And look like everything you want to do, He say, okay, do it. What you want, He give it to you. Like that. Just like that, because you're committed. You're a person of integrity. You're a covenant keeper. Huh? See? Everybody don't want to be a covenant keeper. Okay, and I'm going on that. Pastor Sharon.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The word today is commit. Commit, commit, commit. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Commit thy heart unto the Lord. And commit thy work unto the Lord. Commit your heart, your mind, your body, and your soul unto the Lord. He told us to commit thy way unto Him. When we do it, He promised He'll direct your path. He promised He'll keep you in perfect peace. He promised that He will give you what you need to speak in the time that you need it. He promised you these things. And it takes what? You make a pledge, right? A promise. And a lot of time when the woman of God was talking about the word commitment, and a lot of time we commit ourselves to another person, and we call it marriage, right? And we pledge that we'll be in the good time, in the bad time, in the sickness, whether they're rich or they're poor. And, you know, sometimes we don't take the time to understand what you're really pledging yourself to because you're making a covenant with the person. So in the good time, you're committed. What about in the not-so-good time when things are not going the way you expected it to go? Will you be committed to the relationship still? What happened to when the relationship could be even different aspects of relationship, not just marriage? You could be siblings. It could be friendship. It could be like the woman of God talking about the ministry or God. Because when you think of ministry, you put ministry and God together. You cannot be committed to ministry if you're not committed to God, because God is the one that gives you the strength each and every day. He's the one that wakes you up in the morning. He's the one that gives you witty ideas. He's the one that gives you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, so you're able to accomplish every task He gives you to do. So commitment takes time. Commitment takes you making up your mind. Commitment is making sure you have to talk to yourself and you have to commune. Commitment, commune with yourself what the purpose is that God has for you. Commit to and commune with yourself that what you're going to do for this day. In other words, we talk about the vision, right? And the vision is yet to come. But what we have to do, we have to have the vision written in our heart. What God called you to do, the vision or the preparation that for in life. A lot of times when we are growing up as little children, we say, you hear little children say, I want to be what? A policeman. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a doctor.
Some people even tell you, I want to be a rapper, some little children, or I want to be a singer, or they're committed to play music. And when that child makes up their mind and they have a zeal and that's their passion, they'll go after it. Oh, I want to be a basketball player or football player or baseball player. There's so many different things that the child envision or have a vision or a dream and say they want to be. But then it takes them what? Applying themselves. And a lot of time it takes the people around you to help you, to impart in you, to mentor you in the things that you want to do. Or God will send for the man or the woman of God to release that word around you, in you, to so that you can walk in it. You say commitment is a major word. Commit. It takes you doing something. You cannot be committed and it's a one-side relationship. You do all the committing and the other person just do what? They just do what they want to do. To me, that's not committed. Commitment is we coming into agreement, working together to accomplish something. And if you got a vision or a dream, especially when it comes to relationship, what's the goal? The goal is we want to accomplish this. We know we cannot accomplish it with God. When I'm talking to you, we're talking about with God in the forefront. We can accomplish this if we work together. We can accomplish this if we stand together. We can accomplish this even when the storms of life comes all around us. We know we can do it. Why? Because the greater one is living on the inside of us, and he told us if I commit my way to him, if I commit my thought to him, whatever I do, if I put it in his hands, he promised he'll work it out on our behalf. He always has given us that promise. What are you committing yourself to? Are you committing yourself to break cutting school? Are you committing yourself to breaking cars? People commit themselves, I'm going to be what, a carjacker, drug, whatever it is, to you commit yourself. Why? Because you come in agreement with that thing. You pledge yourself to that thing, and you don't realize that you're making a pledge, just like the Pledge of Allegiance, right? A pledge, you know, you put your hand to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which you stand, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We put ourselves by the words that we speak out of our mouth. You're committing yourself to something. Even in a bad relationship, not talk meaning that you know that person robbing banks and you pledge yourself to that person. You say, how did I pledge? By coming in agreement with that thing. You know when something is not right. Why don't we stand? Stand for the right. Even if you're the only one standing, stand for what's right. Because you know what? In the end, the truth will speak of itself. Stand for what's right. Don't be so, like we talked about a lot of times, straddling the fence. Well, I don't want them to be mad with me. So, you know, I got to kind of like agree with them a little and agree with this other side. No.
They'll be all right.
It's better to just say I have no opinion. Don't get caught up with half and half. You know that lemonade and iced tea thing that Arnold Palmer have? But with Jesus, you cannot be half and half. You got to stand on the truth, his word. His word. It is so important. Relationship, commitment. You have to commit. You got to do something. It takes work. It takes work, whether or not you feel like it, if you may be up or down. It takes you doing something. It takes you making up your mind, I'm going to do this differently. And a lot of times, I don't believe we just believe life is you just get up and you just walk into it. No, you have to make a decision. You have to come together. You have to commune together. Let us commune together. Commit thy words. The Proverbs 16 chapter says what? Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. If you commit everything that you have, your works to God, your thoughts will be established, because if you commit it to him, he will give you his thought, his way of doing it, his mind, his way. It is so important to have the what? The way of the Lord, because his way is always the right way. Just like he let us know, my thought is not your thought, neither my way your thought. My thought is higher than your thought. My way is higher than your way. What we think is right, God say, no, that's not it. It's not my way. When we take sides on a situation, but we don't stand on the truth, then that means we're compromising the truth. You're compromising who you say you are in Christ Jesus. And in Bible talk, the woman of God asked a question. If a minister is called into certain things, right, what would you do? Would you help throw the stone? I say stone, but she said you will help pull the person down. Extra, read all about it. And, you know, it was something to think about. I say, God, we have to be so mindful in everything that we do, because we don't think a lot of times and really sit down, evaluate this situation and say, you know what, I'll pray. I know the mothers long time ago in the ministry would pray. I say long time ago, because the new mothers of the ministry will pull you and talk about you in your face. I say, but it's true. It is true. Long time ago, you didn't find the mothers, you didn't find a lot of people doing a lot of things that they're doing now. Oh, maybe if they were talking about it, you were probably too young to understand they were talking, right? Maybe that's what it was. But you know what? God wants us to walk into commitment, commit to his word, not what our ideology, what we think his word is, but commit ourselves to his word. And you cannot say, well, if my husband is not committed, I'm not committed. No, when you go before the Lord Jesus Christ, he won't be there. He got to stand on his own two feet and give account for everything that is done in this body, whether it be good or whether it be bad. He has to make an account for what he do. I got to make an account for what I do. And a lot of times in this world, it's not popular when you stand for what's right. People will say, you too what? You too this. You think you're perfect. But you know what? God called you. I know I got the word that said many are called, but few are chosen, right? So the chosen one know they have to tighten it up a little bit more, right? Because God called them into a higher accountability. And because when he called you into a higher accountability, you cannot say, well, they're not doing it. He's going to say, I didn't tell them to do it. I tell you to do it. I tell you what, to turn the other cheek, right? We talked about cheeks too, right? We talk about the cheek thing. But you know what? People look at it sometimes as the cheek, as in the face. But can you turn and don't speak any reply to that word? They may have said something that was very hurtful, but can you just hold your peace and let God fight your battle? Can you just hold your mouth and know that vengeance is the Lord? He's the one going to repent. Can you just keep it, be still and wait on the Lord? Know that he is the one that sees all and know all. And in life we talked about, you know what, you reap what you sow. But you know what, even though we know the word says that, we cannot throw it out at time. You just say, Lord, I need your help right now. Because not all the time you can open your mouth and respond. Because you know what? I noticed this part of which is true. You may get away with saying something, but I can't. Oh, I can't, or you can't. But you know what? God knows us all. And he's the one that's the final judge with everything that we do. And I don't mean on the judgment day, too, because God will call you up on it right away. If you have the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of you, he'll let you know about it. He'll bring it to you and let speak to your spirit man and let you know, you know, that was not too nice. A lot of time we say on Judgment Day, that's if you don't get the little foxes taken care of now. If you don't turn from our wicked way, from your wicked way, my wicked way, my way of thinking, my thought, my what I think it should be, all about his way, his way, his thought, what he says. He's the one that will bless us. He's the one that will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. He's the one. So the preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. The preparation of the heart in man. So man has to always pay attention to their heart. Man has to always make sure they what? Communing with God, making sure everything is okay with God. Because when it comes to it, he's the one. He's the one that sees all and knows all. Remember, it comes from God. Remember, it comes from God. And it says what? The Lord had made all things for himself. Yeah, even the wicked for the day of evil. And you know, what is evil? Everything that is in reverse, right? That is not according to the word of God. What is evil? Hatred is evil, right? Bitterness is evil. Lying is evil. A lot of time we think it is the murder, but sometimes it's the little things also, right? So remember, we want to commit everything to him. We have to commit our way to the Lord. And even in relationship, you know, commitment. I'm guilty of this. I said this 2 days ago. Man, my sister's not committed to nothing. I said that. My sister's not committed to standing under what she knows is right. Why? Because you can't be wishy-washy. Wishy-washy meaning this to me. You know the situation that you can, you know that's a wrong choice. Just say that's a wrong choice. Oh, it's wrong. That's not right. When you have Jesus on your side, he holds you accountable to tell your children, baby, I think it's time for you to make a change. Regardless if they don't want to speak to you anymore. It's time for you to talk to your daughter, talk to your son. Tell them it's time to commit themselves to Jesus. Or, you know, that was not nice. Don't evil speak of the other person. You know, sometimes you have to stand up and tell the other person that's not right. God is not pleased with that. So remember today, whatever we do in this body, we have to answer to someone that is bigger than you and I, and his name is Jesus. So make sure each and every day we come to him and ask him for his grace and his mercy. Repent of our sin. Repent. You'll be surprised what's in your heart. We don't even know what's in our heart. We don't even know sometimes we do things unconsciously and it's not right. Or we don't pay attention to what we're saying out of our mouth. You started off with a conversation, but then something else slips in. God wants us to pay attention to everything we do. And remember, you be committed. If no one else is committed, you be committed to what God called you to do. And you know what? While you continue to pray for one another, God will bring that person into that place where he can open their eyes that they can see clearly. Sometimes they just don't see. Sometimes they're dull of hearing. They're blind spiritually. They just can't see. But ask God to awaken them out of their sleep. Ask him to renew their strength. Ask him. He's the one. Keep praying for one another. Intercede for that one that you know have not arrived to that place, that is still walking in darkness. They need Jesus today. We all need him. So remember today, commitment. Commit thy works unto him. Commit thy way to him. Commit thy heart. And also commit thy finance to him. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon today. Keeping our commitment. Who are you going to keep your commitment to? Are you keeping your commitment to God? Are you keeping your commitment to your job? Are you keeping your commitment to your husband, to your wife, to your children? Who are you keeping your commitment to today? And commitment means an agreement or pledge to do something in the future. So you know what? Be committed to God today. Because, you know, he is committed to you without a shadow of a doubt. He is. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. It's some awesome listening. Trust me, it is. Share it with a friend. You know, we're in this technology age where we can, you know, share it through the phone, on your computer, messages. You can share it today. And know that that word is good word. That's word coming from God itself. Also, you can visit us at LoganInternationalMinistries.com. That's LOGION. And go ahead and hit that donate button. You can plant a seed. You can pay your tithes. You can just bless the woman of God. Bless this radio broadcast. You know, that's LoganInternationalMinistries.com. That's LOGION, internationalministries.com. Or you can go ahead and send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Line. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Till then, be blessed and be committed to God.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Sometimes I can't find my way. And all times I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.